online or find us at coalplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Coal.
Initiating startup sequence.
Yeah, we'll fly. exactly 15 seconds, we'll be on the air.
When you think of all the places you go and all the things you now do by radio, you can, in a matter of moments, travel to foreign capitals to learn what's happening to individuals or whole nations at a time. But if you want to go places fast, take radio along.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 6.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump visits Dayton, Ohio and El Paso, Texas today, where mass shootings happened last week. The ex-girlfriend of the Dayton shooter says he talked a lot about mass shootings and on their first date showed her video of a shooting at a synagogue.
He was a psychology student and he always talked about it from a psychological standpoint. It was like weird because I'm not into that, but it wasn't that scary or creepy.
Her name's Adelia Johnson. People heard what they thought were gunshots in two other cities.
In New York's Times Square, Twitter user Daniel Sinclair recording the commotion as people scramble for cover. Police later tweeted it was actually a motorcycle backfiring. And in Salt Lake City, police responded to a possible active shooter, but it turns out that noise was caused by a sign crashing to the floor.
Fox's Carmen Roberts in New York. This is Fox News.
Inspiration. Remember, life is short. Make sure you spend as much time as possible on the internet, arguing with strangers about politics.
Another three men and a lady, what if scenario? What if everyone on the morning show sounded like the cast from Scooby-Doo?
Jinkies!
Greg Budell, are you ready for the countdown for the show?
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready, and here I go!
Jay Scott, it doesn't happen often, but what happens when one of your did-you-know jokes kind of flops?
I have to laugh at myself!
Emily Hayes, I know sometimes Rich Thomas doesn't care to do the weather. What do you say to him to get him to step up?
Will you do it for a Scooby snack?
Bailey, the Wonder Dog, what do you think about all this Scooby-Doo business? And Rich Thomas, you come back here. You can't just sneak out like that. You've got to do the weather.
Yes, might have gotten away with it too. If it wasn't for these meddling kids.
Well, there you go. Have we missed anyone?
Ta-da-da-da-da-da! Puppy power!
Oh, no, 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 no. Get him out of here. He's got to go. Out, out, out! Now, stand by for three men.
Zoinks!
And a lady.
Thank you, Bailey, for the introduction. 9 minutes after 6, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Three men and a lady. I'm one of the men. I'm Greg. Jay Scott, we checked him out. He's one. Emily's the lady, and the Rich Thomas is the other guy.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Sticky, oppressive, steamy today, very hot. With the heat index approaching the 105 danger range, I think we'll be in the neighborhood. Today's high around 96. Risk of some scattered. scattered afternoon storms later on, particularly towards evening. A couple of the storms could be on the strong side. There is a marginal severe weather risk in our state today. The low tonight, 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat. I just posted the heat index map. That's a crazy numbers. 105, 108, 109. Wow. Big heat can produce big storms, so there'll be some scattered afternoon and evening storms that we'll have to monitor closely. Then showers and storms a little bit more numerous on Friday as a front approaches. And Saturday and Sunday, a decent supply in the 50-50 range, which is higher than normal. Highs in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, well, you know how humid it is. It's mostly clear, 74 at 611.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Do you know what today is?
It's Tuesday morning now.
I read somewhere it's Tuesday.
Sunny Tuesday.
You guys just are working for the weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, obviously. Why else would I do it?
Because I want to make a difference somehow.
You can make a difference.
You can make a difference.
You think so?
I do. I really do.
Just not today.
Aww.
It's showtime. Hey, gang. At 11 minutes after 6.
Hey.
Disney is going to bund. Disney bought Hulu?
Disney owned Hulu. Has owned Hulu for a while.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
So they're just going public with their relationship?
So Disney Plus will include Hulu.
And ESPN.
For $12.99 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see what they're trying to do.
If you want to do that route, you can go Disney Plus by itself and keep Hulu by itself if you want to. And also that subscription does not include the ad-free Hulu.
Oh, I see. That's what I have.
That's the same thing I have for Hulu is the ad-free Hulu. Yep, so if they add a tier in there where it's like, oh, here's the ad-free version where you get ESPN Plus, Hulu, and Disney, I'll probably jump on that. Otherwise, I'm just doing the Disney and the Hulu.
You can get Disney Plus for $69.99 a year if you pay up front.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's like, what, seven a month?
Seven?
About that.
Yeah.
Well, now. Remember when Netflix was seven?
I know. Yeah. Yes, I know.
Which at my age, it's really kind of you're gambling when you pay a year in advance.
I can't believe you.
How about 6 months?
I'll tell you what. I'll reconsider this because today I have my annual examination.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I don't have to go through that finger wave thing anymore. That's nice.
Oh, gosh, I do. Yeah, I'm like...
All right, I'm getting a puss from Emily already. And usually I don't get my first puss from Emily until about 6.
7, 12.
Let me tell you what happened when I pulled up in the parking lot this morning.
Oh?
I've parked...
First world problem.
Shut up. I have parked in the same spot ever since I went full time here. And even probably before that, even when I didn't work here the whole day.
Yes.
And it's in front of the tree where the curb is. There's a little chunk of the curb knocked out.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Not by me.
So I was going to say, is that because of you as
no,
well?
No, it was because of me. That's where I park, at the busted curb, right?
Yeah.
Until this morning, apparently. I mean, over a year of parking in the same dang old spot.
And even as your name, it's got the sign and everything.
I guess I can't complain about it.
There's like so many spots
out
there.
It doesn't matter. That's where I always park. Why did that person have to park there when there's so many other spots?
I got to agree with Emily, and I think our listeners probably have a preferred spot. Unless you have one with your name on it.
Well, I mean, it's like muscle memory when I pull into the parking lot. I know that I've got X amount of time to swing wide and get right in there.
Jay and
I'll tell you what, I'll run down and key the car that's parked there.
No, you won't, because we don't have a traffic report if you do.
Yeah. Jay and I will park in the same spot every day unless there's a ditch witch there.
Oh, man, that was like for a week they had to park
a ditch
around
witch?
That.
Yeah,
they were doing some construction or something to the city was doing something on the streets.
Right.
Underground, I think, actually, and one of their ditch witches were parked in both of our spots. You went on vacation, though.
That's
you went
on
vacation because there was a ditch witch in your parking spot?
Right.
That's rather eccentric.
I can't park here. I'm not going to work here.
Balaka. Where is Balaka at? He's parked in Emily's space. I'll put an end to that stuff. a little bit later. Enjoy the miracle of LASIK and have it done by either Dr. Swan or Shannon Montgomery Eye. They're both so incredibly experienced. But before you can consider the LASIK option, you must see the refractive surgery counselor, which is a free experience. Takes a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch break. If you don't have a lot of time at work, shoot over to Montgomery Eye, and they will get you in and out. And all they do is assess whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. And again, no charge for that. And then if you're lucky and you can take your time making a decision. Me, I would have had it done the next possible opportunity. I was not, though, diagnosed with a vision issue that could be fixed with LASIK, which was very disappointing, which is why I have glasses with fingerprints sitting on my nose. So go to onlinemep.com if you want to learn more, or make the appointment later this morning at 272-2020, a practice with almost three-quarters of a century here in the River Region. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK. At a quarter past six, your local news.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Tuesday was National Night Out, and first responders were out in neighborhoods educating residents on crime. First responders visited nearly 30 Montgomery County communities. The first National Night Out was 35 years ago. Members of the NAACP held vigils across the state last night to bring attention to voter suppression. They say they're concerned with voter ID laws, voter purges, and gerrymandering. Not only are they calling on Congress, but also leaders in Alabama to push for change. And changes are coming to Exit 38 in Tuskegee. Mayor Tony Haygood says a new development will include restaurants and a gas station. City leaders are also in negotiations for a hotel and Greyhound bus station at the site. The first business should be open by the end of September. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
All right, I had a Clint Eastwood story I was going to do here, but I'm going to change my mind because Rich is here, and we talk about safe spaces during storms. And something happened yesterday that I had never heard before, but I guess if you get a spark and there's enough gas, you can blow up a toilet from a lightning strike.
Oh. It was the loudest noise I've ever heard. It just went boom. We come in here and the toilet was laying on the floor. It was all pieces everywhere. I thought the house was on fire because we smelled smoke. And we looked outside and it was the smoke from the septic tank.
It just did all of that damage and, you know, exploded things into the road and so on in a half a second.
I'm just glad none of us were on the toilet.
Exploded.
That's, I've never heard of that before.
Exploded?
The exploding toilet.
Have you seen the video of it? It's really amazing.
No.
It's amazing. It got so much airplay yesterday.
Do they actually have a picture of the lightning coming in and
no,
striking the bowl?
You see parts of, what is that made of? It's made of,
porcelain?
Porcelain. You see pieces of porcelain on the floor.
I mean, sometimes downstairs, there's enough sulfur in the air to make us, to annex us to Yellowstone Park.
Yes.
We deserve our own geyser.
It sets off alarm.
Did you say you deserve your own geyser?
Geyser.
Hey!
Sorry.
What did you think I said?
Hey, old lady.
I thought you said guy's room.
I thought you said guy's room.
And we deserve our own guy's room.
I'm still trying to figure out who shaved in the girls' restroom yesterday.
Oh? That wasn't me.
I mean, there is something amiss downstairs. We're falling apart.
So, just to review.
Well, you know why that happened? Excuse me, Rich. I'm sorry. It happened because there's no light in the men's room.
In the men's room,
let me explain.
It's spooky.
This is bad. Because unless you have a cigarette lighter, the men in this building couldn't hit a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle when they tinkle. It is
a bull in the butt with a bass fiddle.
There's hazy, dim light.
The Stranger Things.
There should be
light.
A blue light, like you know, like the blue. Remember the old black.
To see the bull, you'd have to have pupils dilate to the size of quarters. To get enough light to see the bowl.
But it's only been 4 days.
But you can't hold a lighter if certain people have just been in there.
Just
yeah.
And even when the light works, we got guys here, I've said it before, I think they went and got nozzle attachments at Home Depot. And they go for the heavy spray on. There's yellow spots all over the floor. In the sink. I mean, come
on. Is this the bathroom down here by the stairs that has the light out? Okay, so that... Dan Morse was in the hall yesterday by my office, and I was like, why is Dan Morse on this side of the building during his show?
It's humiliating. It's like a Hess gasoline station, in Owosso.
You could go to that one on the extreme other side of the building there. I never make it over there.
To my side of the building?
Yes.
Well, when you need to take a shave, you...
I meant a legitimate shave in the girls' bathroom yesterday. I didn't mean it figuratively.
Whiskers in the sink. That should only happen at home.
That sounds like a country song.
Whiskers in the sink.
By Toby Keith. Don't you just love it?
Oh, Lord.
By the way, for all your electrical needs, although I don't know they can reduce your vulnerability to a lightning strike with a septic tank, Mr. Electric is your best option out there. Certified master electricians who arrive at the time they say they're going to be there, give you an upfront price on the work you need done, whether it's an installation, repair, or you need a diagnosis on what seems to be a problem with something that's not working or making a weird sound. Don't let those kinds of things sit. Call Mr. Electric 245-1566 or visit MrElectric.com.
Ask about the Generac home
that's
generators.
Right. They have those, and you'll never have to sweat a storm or a hurricane ever again. It is an amazing thing. We're at 6:21. We're going to get our first look at the roads this morning. Then we come back to timeline. I've got dyslexia.
What's that?
I think today is the next day. I thought today was the 8th. Look at it. I even put it on my audio list.
I see that.
And I'll tell you the reason I remember the day. The 8th is important to me because that was the day they put the lights on Wrigley Field. And
yeah,
I was there.
That's in tomorrow's timeline.
Yeah, let there be light.
Yeah.
I might even have that audio.
Oh.
Somewhere. But that was kind of an amazing... Yeah, you're not a baseball fan, so you really don't know the significance of...
What? It was a little... sacrilegious.
Yes, it was. That's why it took so long to get them in there. They were the last team.
Right.
And basically, it was only because P.K. Wrigley, the gum company owner who owned the team, said, it's too expensive. Mm-hmm. And his excuse was World War II, because they needed the metal for other things. So World War II came and went, and he still didn't put them up. So they played all day games. And the Cubs did not win a World Series since the end of the war. Until a couple of years ago. See how all that knits together?
Yay, baseball!
Yeah. All right. 6:22, traffic, the timeline, and then our TV conversation today is about why we're hearing fewer compliments.
Not hearing as many compliments these days, and it's...
I have solutions for that.
Okay.
I have solutions for that, I really do. 6:23.
Montgomery Sky Watch with a look at your Wednesday morning traffic, and we don't have a lot of issues for you. Traffic's building up on the boulevard. We have the interstates moving along at a speed limit ride, and the 31s look great. Remember, school buses are out picking up kids this morning, so keep an eye out for them. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Sky Watch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Paid for by Meadows for District 74, P.O. Box 230158, Montgomery, Alabama, 36123.
There is only one conservative choice for the voters of Montgomery on August 27th for State House, Republican Charlotte Meadows. The choice could not be more clear. Charlotte Meadows is the true Republican. She has been active in our local and state Republican Party, leading the Republican Club of Central Alabama for the past 4 years, even campaigning for President Trump in Florida in 2016. Meadows is the true conservative, endorsed by all the conservative groups and she even received the endorsement of the National Rifle Association. And Meadows has a proven record of helping our community. She co-founded Lead Academy, has been an active member in the Montgomery Capital Rotary, was chosen to participate in Leadership Montgomery and Leadership Alabama, and served on the Jimmy Hitchcock Committee. We need Charlotte Meadows representing us. When you go to the polls on August 27th, remember to vote for the Republican choice, the conservative choice, the only choice. Vote for Republican Charlotte Meadows for State House.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do. We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
This is JR with Cat House Marine. We have been a longtime advertiser of Blue Water Broadcasting and love it. They've been great at producing results and helping us build Cat House Marine's customer base and success in the River Region.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Butter your toes.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Got it wrong. Surprise circumcision. My foreskin is gone. Woke up from surgery.
You'll get more on this story later on. Right now, let's get the timeline. August the 7th from your host, Rich Thomas.
219th day of the year. There are 146 days remaining in 2019. This is your timeline, and this is National Lighthouse Day. I'm a big fan of lighthouses.
I am too.
Did you see the one I posted the other day from Vermilion, Ohio?
Yes. Yeah. They're so cool.
They really are.
By the way, it's not a cinematic masterpiece, but the fog with the voluptuous Adrian Barbeau is a good lighthouse base because there's a radio station on top of the lighthouse.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I do remember that. This is National Psychic Day, but you may have known that.
Miss Cleo.
Miss Cleo.
Whatever happened to Miss Cleo? Is she in jail?
I don't know if she did time, but they shut her down.
Oh, bless it. Call them right now.
It's National Purple Heart Day because this is the day in 1782 that George Washington created the Order of the Purple Heart, which is given exclusively to servicemen wounded in combat, the oldest military decoration still in use, and the first award made available to the common soldier. My late brother Dennis was a recipient of the Purple Heart. On this date in 1869, astronomers impress Indians with an eclipse. George Davison, a prominent astronomer and explorer, impresses the Alaskan Native Americans by simply, he was able to predict a total solar eclipse. Can you imagine the power you could have over people who don't know that it's going to happen?
It's like the pyramids. They figured out what the equinox was because the sphincter and the Great Pyramid of Giza, they line up.
Let it go. Just let it go. Don't correct them. Just don't bring attention to it.
I'm sorry, the sphincter.
What? No!
Getting back to the pyramid, the measurement is only off 2 inches on one side and nearly 3 inches on the other side. It's just amazing.
Aliens had to help build it, didn't they?
Oh, of course they did. 1882, the Hatfield and McCoy feud erupts along the West Virginia-Kentucky border. Still controversy about what they were feuding about. They forgot what they were feuding about. Didn't matter anymore.
Episode of Andy Griffith about the same thing. It's funny.
Right? With the, what's the name of that? The Darlings?
Yeah, it wasn't the Darlings.
No,
it was just a couple of kids, one from each family, wanted to get married, and the fathers were chasing them with shotguns saying, don't do it. And when it came down to it, they couldn't remember why they were feuding, and Andy forced them into a duel. And one, two, and then Andy fires his gun, and they both take off running. So they got married, and Aunt B lived happily ever after.
Oh, Aunt B.
Lonely spinster.
On this day in 1947, the Kon-Tiki, which is a balsa wood craft containing a Norwegian anthropologist Thor Heyerdahl, completes a 4,300-mile, 101-day journey from Peru to near Tahiti. It was an all-inclusive trip.
You're funny.
62 years ago, 1957, the world lost the comedic genius of Oliver Hardy. He's the chubby half of Laurel and Hardy. He was 65. Stan Laurel lived until 1965. I'm sorry.
Speaking of dead, this just into the News Talk newsroom. Miss Cleo is dead.
Oh,
Miss Cleo is dead. Mm-hmm. Repeating the bulletin, apparently verified now.
Wonder if she saw that.
1959, the first picture of Earth taken from space. I get this. The photo is received in Hawaii. It took Jay 40 minutes to transmit the picture with the kind of bandwidth that was available.
The internet was really tied up that day, huh?
Yeah, the Wi-Fi was awful in 59.
Downloading,
1963, Jacqueline Kennedy, wife of President John F. Kennedy, gives birth to a son named Patrick Bolivar Kennedy. The baby died, unfortunately, 2 days later. 1965, Hermits, number one with I'm Henry VIII, I Am.
I got married to the little next door. She's been married 7 times before, and everyone was Henry the Eighth.
Wouldn't take a Willie or something.
Yes, I forgot about the Willie.
I'm a Rito man, I'm Henry. Now, our song of the day, and we won't sing it. Our Songs of Summer series continues. Here's one from the bicentennial year, bicentennial summer. I was 20 years old this summer, and by the way, you inspired this. 1976, this peaked in August. Good song. Kind of a morbid subject, though, about the inevitability of death. Long Island, New York, Blue Oyster Cult. It's true, we're all going to die, but don't fear the reaper.
Take my hand, don't feel the reaper. We'll be able to fly, don't feel the reaper.
Or as we used to say in 1976, don't fear the reefer.
The reefer?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
See, now songs like that I can play because they're normal songs.
There was nothing wrong with my list.
What did you suggest? I want to see that list. I'll be the arbitration guy.
Send it to him. 23 years ago, 1996, NASA scientists announced that there was possible life on Mars 3.6 billion years ago. This is the day in 1997 that Garth Brooks did a free concert in New York City. The number of fans, it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to the cops, 250,000. If you talk to the promoters, 750,000 people were there. 14 years ago, in 2005, this is the day that ABC News anchor Peter Jennings died of lung cancer. He was just 67 years old.
I was thinking about him this morning because I had my annual. Yeah, and you know what I sweat? I'll be honest, I sweat the chest x-ray every year.
Yeah, the x-ray. Peter was born in Canada. I was a big, big Peter Jennings fan. In fact, I remember he started anchoring the ABC News when he was 25.
Wow.
25. 12 years ago in 2007, Barry Bonds. Well, we're simply going to skip it.
Bad baseball.
Cheater.
Yeah. Big time.
Birthdays. Francesca Eastwood is 26. That's Clint Eastwood's daughter, 26. So he's 106. So.
I think 88. But by the way, he is featured in the Cheap and Trashy today for a weird reason.
Right?
Yeah, for a very strange reason.
All right. Clint, former mayor of...
Carmel.
Carmel, California. Carmel by the sea. Perhaps the best all-around baseball player today, Mike Trout, is 28.
He is the best all-around baseball player today.
Unbelievable.
By every measure.
He deserves every nickel and dime he's getting. And he's getting a lot of nickels and dimes. Ramon Estevez is 56, the older brother of Charlie Sheen, younger brother of Emilio Estevez. So wait a minute, why are they Esteveses and Sheens? Wait a minute, do you know how that works?
Is it it's a mother's maiden name thing?
No.
Or was it, wasn't it Martin Sheen?
That's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but he's the one that picked Sheen, I think.
Oh.
And the others went with the...
It is so weird.
We're gonna have to Google.
David Duchovny is 59. He has not only Fox Mulder on X Files. He has an interesting affliction. What is it called? Sexual addiction.
Yeah.
Wayne Knight is 64. Hello, Newman. B.J. Thomas is 77, and raindrops continue to fall on his head. In the Dearly Departed files, Carl Alfalfa Switzer would have had a birthday today. Died in 1959. He was fatally shot in the groin after pulling a switchblade on a guy over a $50 debt in Van Nuys, California. Shooting
Yikes.
Ruled homicide. Alfalfa was 31 years old. We're 25 days until Labor Day weekend and SEC football. Alabama takes on Duke in Atlanta. Auburn has a big one against the Oregon Ducks in Arlington, Texas. Four Fridays later, it's a series of birthday beginning in a six-week window. Gregory Benjamin is the first victim. Christmas is just 140 days away. And now you're up to date on your timeline.
With your host, Rich Thomas, the 638.
Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
There's hot, and then there's stupid hot. Today we're going to be stupid hot with the heat index approaching the 105 danger range, high 96. Risk of scattered afternoon storms later on, particularly towards evening when a couple of the storms could potentially reach severe limits. It's possible. Low tonight, 74. Tomorrow, dangerous heat. Some of the numbers on the heat index are just crazy. 105, 108, 109. Big heat can produce big storms, so we'll be watching scattered afternoon storms tomorrow. Then showers and storms a little bit more numerous Friday. Then Saturday and Sunday, a decent supply of afternoon storms in the 50-50 range. Hot with highs in the mid-90s. Right now this morning, 94% humidity, mostly clear skies. It's 74, 639.
When it comes to serving your financial needs, CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is committed to providing you the best possible customer experience. Enjoy the same great service from the same familiar faces you know and trust. Come see them today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
All right, it's 6:39. Trying to get the new food outlet specials because they open today.
Yay!
I mean, they start today. Food outlets open every day.
Yeah, I was about to say. I sent to Greg the list of songs that were rejected.
I saw it from the first glance. It's pretty sucky.
That's rude. That's so rude.
Well, the truth can be rude.
Those are jams.
Your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Does a like on Instagram make you feel as good as someone saying to you in person, you're 25, you don't look a day over 16?
Hear this every day. According to a new survey, people say they only get an average of 4 face-to-face compliments a week. And that's definitely not as many as they used to get. The best theory is that because of social media, people are now used to giving and receiving compliments online instead of in person.
That's malarkey.
There's a lot to talk about with this. So I want to hear from three men and a lady over at News Talk 93.1. We're just going to have a compliment party, you guys.
You make the best ham and cheese omelets of any person on the planet Earth.
I did a masterpiece.
I wish I could co-sign that compliment.
It was absolutely amazing. And that's just not a made-up compliment. That is true.
I'm on a roll this week. The BLTs, yesterday was the Friday ham and cheese sandwich.
That was excellent.
And you're losing a lot of pounds, too.
You know what? I do see my Nobel laureate physician, Dr. Dennis Woodling, today for my annual exam. Uh-huh. And I am going to be stunned when I get on the scale because I know I'm going to be a lot better than I was the last time. So I'm looking forward to that compliment. Way to go. You lost some weight. And you know what inspired me the day Ryan Stennett said, round is a shape.
It is.
Yeah. And that's a nice compliment for round, but not for the... But no, you were right. That was love. There was a lot of love in that compliment, Ryan.
You're always complimenting their ties, right? I mean, look at that tie.
Y'all's suits this week have just been outstanding. The tie combos... I'm not trying to be a goober about it, but a really great suit I will always compliment.
Emily, if you weren't a married woman, I'd be...
Oh, my lands!
Did you see this report? It said after 6 years, your significant other stops complimenting you?
That won't happen with us.
Logan's saying a lot less, and I just hit 5 years.
Okay, all right.
If it's a slow day and I need a compliment, mm-hmm. I don't have to wait for somebody to say something. I can come up here and play with my toys like...
You are so handsome.
You know? I've got...
Mirror, mirror on the wall.
How about this?
You're gorgeous!
You know, I was thinking about this and thought that maybe some people are afraid to give compliments. They could, especially in the workplace, like they could be misconstrued as
these days,
you know?
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
You know what TV show does a great job with all that workplace malarkey, if I heard that word earlier, is The Office. They take those workplace violations and then they instead of putting them into practice, they go ahead and violate the bejeebers out of them. Yeah. And it's so funny. And this is where we have become so litigious. You know, we're in a bubble wrap world. You can't say anything to anybody without the risk of, I'm going to go to HR and have a discussion with them because you like my dress today.
Yeah. Yeah.
I miss the old days in radio, man.
Are you guys hearing...
You could wear a dress.
All right, Jay. Jay's only
for the morning.
Only words of the morning.
See you tomorrow.
You guys getting less compliments over there?
Ryan, do you get less compliments now? when I'm out in public, people compliment Ryan to me. They're like, "Letter guy, he is just the best. He is so funny. He's just like one of us."
We had a listener gathering last night.
All the time.
And one of the women there was asking about Ryan.
Oh.
Oh.
Was she under 70?
Well, I'm single.
was she under 70?
You know what, Rich? You are.
Age is just a number.
Age is just a number. Thank you.
No, but
thank
you noticed that Ryan speaks in short bursts when he gets his lines.
He zings in.
I think he's hilarious. I really do.
Ryan's got a birthday coming up. I mean, Andrew's got a birthday coming up Friday. Did you know that?
So, where's the party going to be? They're going to have that at like Chuck E. Cheese. Where's
she? I'll be first in line at a Chuck E. Cheese birthday party.
Roller coaster this year.
Yeah, you just saw. You're this tall. You're a big boy.
I know what. Let's put a bounce house up in the side parking lot here, and I'll make food for everybody.
There you Bouncy go. Castle.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, we got it all lined up for you,
all
Andrew.
Right, you guys work on the invitations, and we'll see if we can get something together.
Good enough. Later.
Oh, to be Andrew Young,
you guys
handsome.
Have a good morning.
That was an interesting segment, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good.
And what was that you said about me?
Talking about, you know.
How he used to wear a dress in radio.
Oh, yeah. His own. And everybody listening at that moment said,
wow, that is a disturbing image.
Yeah, well,
I did wear a dress once.
Devil with the blue dress on, you were going to do, right?
Yeah, for Halloween.
On a cruise ship, I'm going to do that. I am going to do that. And I will
for TV?
Even with the chest hair, I should look good in that dress because I'm losing weight. But my news guy and I, we had one of our stations. It was Fantasy Fest at Key West, so we came out, and our wives, that would be Janelle's mom at that time, and he's still married to the same girl, that's Jeff, 35 years. They worked so hard to get us looking really good. From the fishnet pantyhose.
Yeah, did you shave the mustache and everything?
I don't think I did.
Well, I was going to say.
I think I blamed it on menopause or something.
Then again, I've seen some women with mustaches.
I wasn't able to get to the electrolysis appointment before the cruise. Sorry about the look here. But I got to tell you, they were hysterical. The people thought it was funny. And I guess, we had heels.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
That was the one and only time in my life.
You did high heels?
Yeah, and so I had protruding buttocks. From my high heels.
I don't know what bar you went to later, but you would have fit in at some, probably.
Oh, my lands.
Let's see. Okay, we are.
But things are awkward for me. I just look for Bailey, and I'll just focus on Bailey.
She had, she was gone for 6 hours yesterday with her teeth thing, but when she woke up from her anesthesia, she was so funny. She was like, almost like drunk. She was bumping into stuff.
Instead of barking, she just went.
It was so funny.
It is 6:47. They bring us the Morning Maroon nominees later, but right now I'd like to briefly mention Applied Security. A company that's ready to protect your company as they have Blue Water. The Creighton's Blue Water Revival Broadcasting Company and all my treasured coworkers have been well protected by Applied Security since I moved to Alabama. And no surprise, they've been around since 1987. And Mark and Vicky have a really buttoned-down company that offers excellent monitoring and can take over your existing monitoring if you're looking for something better. They do residential, commercial, cameras. They can set you up to make sure you have fire, alarm protection, whatever it is you need. And they can do everything that any other security company can do, including home monitoring, fire, and cameras. So home, business, industrial property, whatever it is you're looking to protect from people that have ill intentions, Applied Security. Great local company. Call Mark and Vicky at 279-8338, 279-8338, Alabama Electronic Security Board permit number 276.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, upscale, elegant, clean, and odor-free. It's not the Waldorf, it's a luxury portable restroom from Formal Outings. Perfect outdoor facilities for all occasions. Visit FormalOutings.com.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the 6 o'clock rush hour, and things are busy out on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any hassles for you there. And if you're coming into town on the 31s, everything looks great. Keep an eye out for the school buses picking up kids this morning. It's football and tailgating time in Alabama. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has the pickup truck you want. Forget the down payment. Head on down to Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses, and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards. And starting at only $21.99 or payments as low as $50 a month, it's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero-turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
Holy macro. Did you see what's going on with the price of gold? It's climbing. It's going up. It's well over $1,400 again. Wow. And at Marguerite's, we can design things for you, or we can make things out of your old gold. That's right. Trade your old gold in for something brand new. Let us make something new out of it. Or you can even turn it in for a check. We'll buy, trade, sell, swap, anything you could dream of. But gold's going through the roof. Come see us at Marguerite's. We're in the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road. Thank you.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You'll find yourself off to work running late. Can't you hear your alarm clock? Get up, lazy. You oversleeper. You sleepy head. You oversleeper. Try to be on time. You oversleeper. Get up out of bed.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
I think it's some just silly feature blow-off time on the radio, and it's not, because I have news I think most of you didn't know.
Uh-oh. Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
I have always kind of enjoyed the Dirty Harry movies.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know? Oh, I'm sorry. That's Jay's line.
It's a different segment.
That'll be $5, please.
They were originally going to cast Frank Sinatra as Dirty Harry.
I saw that.
I feel like I knew that.
That's I don't know.
Here, I think I got something that's going to be new.
Or maybe it's just something that is not, like, I don't know.
Dirty Harry was going to be called Dead Right, which is my new name for the afternoon show.
308 with Dead Right.
Yeah. Here's a little preview of what might have been.
Dead Right. That's life. But good to be alive. Did I fire 6 shots or was it only 5? To tell you the truth, in all the excitement, I lost track myself. So you have to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Do you punk dead right?
Sometimes I just fall head over heels for your setups for these things.
We already talked about Disney Plus with Hulu and ESPN and all that, $12.99 a month. That's your starter price. Give it time. They'll find way. You know, here's the thing. When you start looking at all of the things you subscribe to and then add that to your cable bill or internet and everything else, I hate to sound like the old guy in the room because I am, but it doesn't seem like that many years ago I was stopping off at Jones Inner Cable in Cooper City, Florida, paying my $16.14 a month cable bill.
Yeah. Well,
what happened?
Yeah. Well, you remember when we were told that there'd be pay television someday, and we said, that'll be the day. There is no way I'm going to pay for television.
Well, you know, I had cable in South Florida. They did not get it in Chicago until 1986. So, until the mid-80s, when I go to visit my folks, we had, you know, what we always had, the networks and WGN.
I was a year old.
6:55. After a year of marriage, Gwyneth Paltrow is finally going to move in with her husband.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
She's going to move in with her husband.
Yeah. That should bring them closer. Then they'll really find out if they
Gwyneth
belong to
Gwyneth Paltrow them. Is also the person that gave us the phrase, a conscious uncoupling. That's what she and Chris Martin did when they got divorced. They were a conscious uncoupling.
What are her and her husband doing now? Just now? Just texting?
Or sexting? Or
it's for the night parties.
Yeah, okay.
Tom Brady has 2 sons. One's big into sports. He couldn't understand why the second son, though, had no interest whatsoever.
Oh?
His younger son, 9-year-old Benny, hates sports. Brady said, I thought he'd be just like Jack, the other son, so I was like, come on, let's do this. And he was like, nope. It was hard for me. I was thinking, what do you mean? He's a boy. He should just do all of these things that I do.
Right.
But Benny just likes different things.
Huh?
We'll keep an eye on Benny for you.
We'll keep an eye
on I'm just thinking of an episode of Curb Your Enthusiasm. I can't say this on the air, but it was hilarious. They could take that show could take the ugliest thoughts, images, and make you laugh, and you almost always felt guilty that they just did that. We've got a player with the Oakland Raiders named Antonio Brown who has a foot injury, and it turned out to be frostbite.
What?
Why? Because the idiot uses cryotherapy. You know, they have cryotherapy chamber.
Yes.
And they're, most of the sports teams do now.
Yeah.
Like the one at Infusion.
You're supposed to wear socks, and he didn't?
He went in barefoot. And you're not supposed to do that.
No.
So,
What a dumbass.
Yeah.
Especially if you're following Greg into the chamber and you're a level one person and he's level three, just don't follow in Greg because it's really a lot colder.
Well, the whole point is to have that, you know, that awakening, that rejuvenation.
Yeah.
Later on, we might talk about the 25 best opening sequences in TV history.
Okay.
Sopranos was number one. You know, they're talking about the way a show opens.
Yeah.
And I wanted to see if The Office made the list, and it did. And can you think of anything else that might be on the list? You want to name one? Just guess.
Frasier.
Cheers made it.
Flintstones?
No.
Interesting.
I like the Cheers open.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
You know who had a novel opening, but it won't be on that list.
Simpsons?
From the 60s.
Number 10.
The way they would start the story, and they'd say, who? And he would say, that girl. And
yes.
Then they would, boom, they would the show open.
Yeah, I got to have my dreamboat Marlo Thomas on the show. Remember that?
Did we have her on here?
Yes.
I don't
remember. You set it up.
I've set up so many people.
Yeah, in fact, I think, no, we didn't save it, but it's a whole long, lame ass story, because I was in love with a girl named Anna Marie Benigno.
Yeah, I remember, yeah.
You don't need to have this film.
No. Is Marlo still married to Phil?
I believe so.
I.
They're moving in together this weekend.
Finally, after 35